Hello, this is David Jenkins, a Plata Town Council member from Ward 4. I will be your host for this podcast, providing updates about the La Plata Town Council meetings, issues we discuss, and those issues affecting you as residents, and other related activities and issues. You can also follow me on my Facebook page, D. Jenkins, LP, Town Council, Ward 4. Please note the Town Council has work sessions each month on the second and third Tuesday, with our business meeting on the fourth Tuesday. All meetings start at 6 p.m. using the Microsoft Teams platform. Meeting agendas can be accessed through our town website, and all meetings are recorded. So now let's get started with our latest update. Hi, and welcome again to this latest episode of La Plata Ward 4 Update Podcast. This is David Jenkins, La Plata Town Council member from Ward 4, and your host for this podcast and my companion La Plata Ward 4 Update video, which is on YouTube. This is the first in a series of podcasts about growth in and around and adjacent to La Plata. I want to provide information of how La Plata is responding to this growth, as well as my individual perspective as a town council member and a retired professional planner. I have previously provided podcasts and videos about specific projects as part of La Plata's growth and related issues, all part of my outreach efforts. I will provide links to these podcasts, episodes, and videos. So there was a podcast in February 2023 about the proposed adequate public facilities ordinance. There was one in January of 2023 about annexations and my perspectives on that. There was an update about, again, in January of 2023 about, again, the proposed adequate public facilities ordinance, or as they call it, APFO. In December of 2022, I provided my perspective, or actually information, about what happens next after the annexations of the Hub and Hawthorne Yards were approved. Prior to that, in December of 2022, I provided a podcast about my vote and why I voted against both the Hub and the Hawthorne Yards annexations. Back in also in October of 22, I provided an overview of facts versus myth, La Plata and Charles County growth. I then talked about, in September of 2022, Steeplechase, which was the expansion of an already existing planned development community. There was a June 2022 report or podcast about La Plata's Planning Department annual report. I have since provided another more recent podcast about the 2022 Planning Department annual report. Also in June of 2022, there was a overview of the La Plata's 2020 comprehensive plan. I also provided a perspective, or tell you what the La Plata's planning department, what do they do? And then finally, there was a discussion about Strong Towns, an organization that talks about new ways of developing and perhaps could apply here in La Plata. There was also a number of short videos that are specifically related to certain projects in the town. The first was the Hawthorne Commercial Center, the Rosewick Corner Commercial Project, an overview of La Plata's comprehensive plan, an update to the Pine Grove Project, formerly known as Heritage Green. Again, another update or video about Steeplechase and their amended master site development plan. There was an overview of the proposed Radio Station Road Walkway Pathway Project, another video about La Plata's planning department, and the specific videos about each of the three following annexation projects. The first is Villages of Rosewick, the Hub, and then the last and final one, Hawthorne Yards. So again, I'll provide links to these, both the videos and previous podcasts, so they give you some perspective or idea about these projects as they develop. So as a town grows, there's obviously a concern about the impact on our community, but also specifically our infrastructure, our water system, sewer system, stormwater management, as well as police. So I will be following up with specific individual podcasts, providing a summary of each of these services that the town provides and how we are planning for the future. First, though, I'd like to give to clear up maybe some confusion. As you may have noticed, there is a significant amount of development that's occurring along St. Charles Parkway and moving south toward La Plata and specifically toward Radio Station Road. This is the large planned community called St. Charles. Please note that this large project is not within the town limits. It's in Charles County. Again, this is a large, what they call a planned unit development that was approved back in the 1970s and continues to build their final phases and is now owned by Lennar Homes. Eventually, this project, as you see now, will extend south and then wrap around or go behind or east of Laurel Springs Regional Park, which is a county facility, behind the County Board of Education offices, and then behind Lake Tillman, a town park, and eventually have additional access off Maryland Route 488. Again, this is not in the town, and while it's not, this development has and will continue to impact the town with traffic and other related issues, but also perhaps an opportunity for businesses to grow within the town. So then let's move forward to specifically to talk about traffic and planned improvements. But first, please note that the town of La Plata does not own or maintain all those roads within the town. State Highway Administration owns and maintains U.S. 301, Charles Street, known as Maryland 6, and Maryland 488. Charles County owns and maintains Washington Avenue, Radio Station Road, Rodewick Road, and Glen Alban Drive. So I just wanted to, again, clear up maybe some confusion because there is an assumption that the town maintains all these roads. We don't. So let me go back now and specifically talk about planned improvements. Let's start with Charles Street, which is Maryland 6. The state has started a streetscape study to make improvements to Charles Street from U.S. 301 all the way to the intersection of Maryland 488. There was a public meeting a public meeting May 17th with the state at the town hall where the state provided an overview of the process and some initial concept plans. They have a website, and hopefully they posted some additional information on that. Again, I'll provide a link to that in the notes. As part of this study, the State Highway Administration will be installing two traffic pedestrian safety beacons at two existing crossings, one in front of the University of Maryland Hospital, and then one in front of the Port Tobacco Players. They will begin looking at safety upgrades with the intersection of Maryland 6 or Charles Street with Hickory Lane, which is the entrance into Hickory Ridge. They'll also be looking at some additional stormwater management areas and fixing those, hopefully. And then looking at the signal at Garrett Avenue, which leads into the hospital and the library, and perhaps tweaking the timing of that signal and to allow for maybe more left-hand turns or right-hand turns. And then finally, just so you know, Pine Grove, which is formerly known as Heritage Green, is now under construction, and there will be a future traffic signal on Charles Street at Willow Lane. We're hoping this will be installed sometime later this summer or early fall. That signal is being installed or paid for by the developer of Pine Grove, a company called D.R. Horton, and they're based in Texas. An additional planning road projects from the state system is Maryland 488. So there's been a quest from the town to look at installation of a hiker-biker trail along or adjacent to Maryland 488. This will hopefully link in with our project with the county called the Radio Station Road Walkway Pathway Project, which will extend from Rosewick Road down Radio Station Road crossing in front of Agricopia down Maryland 488 to Charles Street and then down into downtown La Plata where Pine Grove and Willow Avenue meet. There's also a need to have, and looking at the state, we'll also look at a crosswalk to perhaps provide additional safety for pedestrians to enter Lake Tillman across the entrance to Kings Grant, again along Maryland 488. And you probably have already seen the installation of the new traffic signal at Radio Station Road in 488. The traffic signal has been installed. I don't have a specific date at this time when that signal will be turned on and then be in use. But there will be warning signs when the traffic signal will be operational. And then finally, the town, through our planning department, is working with with the State Highway Administration and the developers on what we call the Southwest Access Management Plan, which is, again, the northbound lanes of 301 between Maryland 6 and Old Stagecoach Road. And we're using our consultant to work with the state. Our consultant is Mead Hunt, and they're working with three or four different developers to work out a more comprehensive access plan for that growing part of the town. That's why they call it the Southwest Access Management Plan. But it is also working with the State Highway Administration as well. So the town planning department, in response to growth, also has ongoing activities. This includes a spreadsheet or what they call a development capacity analysis. I did provide a YouTube video on this, and this is simply a large spreadsheet that tracks approved projects, planned projects, those in the building stage, and their demands on our water and sewer systems, as well as school allocation policies. I'll get to that in a moment with respect to school seats. The town planning staff also has a trained forest conservation inspector, so we can hopefully ensure that approved forest conservation plans to meet state standards are being implemented according to the state standards. And then the planning department does provide a monthly planning update on their website. I'll give you another link to that site as well. Let's then move to schools. And again, just for clarification purpose, please understand that the town of La Plata does not fund or build schools. That's the responsibility of Charles County and the Board of Education. In fact, close to 50% of the county's budget is dedicated to school construction and maintenance. Now, having said that, the town does have a school allocation policy, and every year we have to set a number of seats that we would allocate for schools based upon development, but also based upon the county's school allocation policies as well. We do this by looking at and working with the County Board of Education, and we look at their total school system. They provide us with every September, they provide us with the total school capacity for all the schools across the county. And then according to our ordinance, we can allocate no less than 100 seats on an annual basis, but it's based upon a ratio of the town population as compared to the total population of Charles County. So in fiscal year, or the current fiscal year, the town allocated a total of 253 school seats, but actually only issued 119 school seats allocation in FY23, which ends July 1st. We just had a meeting about that with the planning staff, and we're recommending for fiscal year 24, which begins July 1st, that the school allocation for school seats is 210 seats. Now, understand that, again, the developers also have to comply with the county process as well. And again, it's based upon total school enrollment and also the rated capacity of each school. The town's population of 10,159 is approximately 6% of the total population of Charles County. So that's the reason why we've selected for the current year a school allocation seats for the coming year beginning July 1st of 210 seats. And please note that getting this information from the Charles County Board of Education, La Plata has students who are enrolled in the following elementary schools based upon the let me rephrase that. The town of La Plata has student enrollments in the following schools, which are based upon the county's school district maps. So if, for elementary schools, there is Mary Matula and Walter J. Mitchell and Dr. James Craik. Middle schools, there's Milton Summer and Pixel Waxon. And then high schools, it's La Plata High School and McDonough High School. Again, these are based upon the school, the County Board of Education, and the and their school district maps. So again, this is just a brief overview of how development and what the town is doing to prepare for this. This specifically talked about traffic improvements to both county facilities and state roads. And then also what we're working with and coordinating with school allocation with both the developers as well as Charles County, because they have to meet that requirement as well. And please note, at the end of the day, if there is not school capacity, or there is not town water capacity, or there's not town sewer capacity, no building permit can be issued. So there is that final safeguard where it is, again, if there's no school capacity, water capacity, or sewer, no building permit will be issued. So again, I appreciate you listening to these podcasts, and I hope you go back and look at the ones I referred to as well as the videos. I look forward to follow-on podcasts specifically about the town's water and sewer systems, our sanitation, which is trash and recycling services, stormwater management, and also police services, and how we are preparing for the future. Again, please let me know with your questions or comments, and you can email me at djenkins@townoflaplata.org. Thanks a lot, and continue to enjoy the summer, but be careful with the air quality. Thank you. This concludes the latest La Plata Town Council Ward 4 update. I hope you find this podcast informative and useful. So let me know what you think. I look forward to speaking to you again and listening to your questions and concerns. To reach me, my email address is djenkins@townoflaplata.org, or my cell phone number is 301-263-3471. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.